What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finally here this weekend is the Super Bowl, and the Kansas City Chiefs are in it yet again with a chance to three-peat. They'll take on Philly, and we are joined once again by our guy, Danan Hughes, former receiver for the Chiefs and the current radio analyst for all of Chiefs football. Danan, what's up?
Good morning. Happy 48 hours before history.
It's 48 hours before you hit him in the mouth.
What? I couldn't understand. What'd you say?
48 hours before you hit him in the mouth.
There we go. I just wanted a double dose, Amy. That's all. Yes, it's 48 hours before we hit people in the mouth and make history. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm down here in New Orleans and just roaming around trying to buy time. I think, you know, there's so much time between the last game against the Buffalo Bills and the Super Bowl. I get around the team hotel. I'm talking to the coaches in preparation for the game, and it seems like a couple of days ago, they got to the point where it was like, okay, let's get the game here. And you'd like to be able to press fast forward and it already be Sunday, because I think these guys are you know, chomping at the bit, ready for this opportunity, and it's going to be a great game. It's going to be fun.
So what are players doing, other than they've got walkthroughs and stuff like that, in the week leading up to it? The number one thing, I would think, is to stay healthy, no practice injuries, none of that stuff. So what are the guys doing the last several days?
So this week is more like game week, and if you've ever been around the NFL, or obviously you're interviewing me, but other players, it's about routine, and it's about structure. And even though they're in a hotel and there's so much hoopla around, and you got family and friends and everything that comes with being in the Super Bowl and being the final two teams representing in the NFL, the structure is the structure. The routine is the routine. And whether they have an itinerary every single day that involves meetings and practices and film study, meals, mandatory meals, et cetera. So every coach tries to keep this week as close to the normal week 10, week 5, week 18 routine that you would have during the season. It's tougher, but at the same time, there's some ways it's kind of easier, because think about it, during the regular season, when guys left the facility, they were gone until the next day. So they could do whatever they want, go wherever they wanted. You know, they could be at home studying, or they could be out in the social scene, or out eating dinner, or wherever else. Down here, let me tell you first that it's like Fort Knox around New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's Army National Guard. There's you know, weapons, and I mean, there's officers with rifles drawn, and every single corner is lit. Every corner has at least two police cars and multiple policemen, and then the National Guard around as well. So not only does it make you feel safe, but it also kind of gives you a comfort in that the players are just not going to be roaming around doing anything. There's, like, they're going to stay structured and in their routine, and a lot of guys are superstitious anyway, so they don't want to get outside of whatever their normal superstitions are. So it's cool for the week. It's cool to watch and see the guys roam around the hotels, but you know they're here for business.
I imagine, you know, obviously it's the Super Bowl. That can be a motivating factor. But you also want that routine. Like, we've got to go and get to work. So what is that balance of, using the bigness of the game, but also knowing you're not here to soak it in, you're here to do a job.
Yeah, I think every player recognizes that. And the cool thing, as young as these guys are, you know, sometimes we like to put them in a box of the normal 22-year-old, the normal 25-year-old, or what we would do when we were 22 or 25, and you cast a bunch of money in front of us and opportunity for parties and so on. But when you talk to a lot of these guys, especially this team, what's really cool is that they're saying things like, hey, the parties will be more incredible after we win. Like, these parties now, they're like, this is junior varsity partying compared to what we're going to do after we win and we make history. And that seems to kind of be the mindset that's resonating around the locker room, is that they're just focused on the task at hand. And can you imagine how tough that is? I mean, I think back to my rookie year, 93, when we went to the AFC Championship, and had we went to the Super Bowl, it was in Atlanta, and it would have been the next week. So it wasn't even a week between. I think that was maybe the last year where they did not have a week between the game. Mm-hmm. And that was special, special time where, you know, you started to think about what you were going to do that week. And I was, what, 23 at the time? And so I, you know, you had to kind of stay focused at the, on the task at hand. But imagine now with social media, you know, camera phones, all that stuff, and you have to, you know, be ready for business, especially against a team that's looking for redemption and retribution.
Got to be careful this week. Can't go out and get loose. All those people with their cell phone cameras. So, again, you mentioned that they are about to make history. At least you believe they're going to, by winning their third straight Super Bowl. Going up against Philly, what is the biggest concern that you've got about facing the Eagles?
I think the number one concern is always about the run game. And you guys have heard me say it. There's nothing more demoralizing. There's nothing more in your face and kind of a slap in the face to your manhood in football when someone can impose their will upon you specifically in the run game. So when you think about how dominant that run game has been, and for the Eagles, like, if you're thinking about a recipe not only for success but for that redemption I'm talking about, one part of it is we're going to punch you in the mouth by running the football. And when you think we're going to pass, we're going to run it again and run it again and run it again and just beat you down to the ground, not just on the scoreboard, but in your hearts and in your souls. So I feel like if I'm thinking like Nick Sirianni and I got a chip on my shoulder like he does, I'm thinking that that's the way they're going to try to attack us. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to come out in the first play of the game and just run it 1-2-3 down our throats. They may set it up a little bit. They may have play action to open the game and try for a home run throw and then get back to the run game. But I think the core of their approach and their attack against this Chiefs team is to hold the ball for as long as possible, which is the run game, keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline, and then get us into the mode of, hey, they've had the ball for 6-7 minutes. We only got it for 3 minutes. Let's hurry up and try to score, and let's do something drastic, and that will open the door for us to make a mistake. So I feel like that could be their mindset and their game plan, and we just have to be able to stay within ourselves. The one cool thing that we've seen with this team, not just this year, but last year and the previous year, is that we've had the ability to knock guys out of their game plan, to make them do things that they wouldn't normally do, whether it's going for it on fourth down, whether it's throwing the ball all over the lot, whether it's just, you know, making errors in regards to defensive approaches and pressures. And we can't fall victim to what we've made other people do. And I think that's what the Eagles want us to do, and that's where the chess match in this game is going to come become viable.
All right, Sunday, it's the Super Bowl. Kansas City tries to three-peat. Dane and Hughes, enjoy the game. Good luck to you. And we will talk to you, we're going to do it win or lose, right? One more time, we're going to talk to you on Monday.
Absolutely. Let's talk on Monday. Hopefully I will be in good condition and my voice will be halfway normal.
You'll be all right.
Yeah. you know, well, after you punch a few people in the mouth, mm-hmm. you seem to get the energy back.
That's right.
And that's what I'm looking for.
Danan, go Absolutely. Get him. We've enjoyed right. it. So we will talk to you on Monday.
All right. Sounds good.